Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Mukunda Chandra Cohan, the founder of YourWellnessYogi.com and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to the highest potential. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine, and yet as life's challenges grind and wear us down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us, and if we stray too far from it, we will be unhappy in our life. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a favor, to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/podcast and click on subscribe to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show by opening up the podcast app. Thank you and enjoy this week's episode, and I appreciate you listening. Last week, I was having dinner with family, and I was told there was a party next Friday, and I should invite all my friends. And I was like, I don't know if really I have anybody to invite. And I like was really kind of like, sort of upset about it for a little while. It's like one of the things I kind of always kind of worry about is my partner knows about me. I haven't forgotten, by the way, that it's your birthday. And I came home and I was dwelling on it, and I'd been dwelling on it, and I'd been dwelling on it. And then it brought me to this thought of giving up. Right? When you hear this word giving up, it gives this sort of negative connotation. I stopped drinking 10 years ago. And it was the best thing that I ever did in my entire life. And my life got better when I stopped drinking. And I realized when I was thinking about going to this party and how I really don't do that. I don't go to parties. I don't really like to. I don't really go to bars. It's not really something I like to do. And I realized that I didn't give up drinking. I realized that I had drank enough to last a lifetime. And I didn't need it anymore. And I realized that I had been single for long enough. I spent 15, 16, 18 years in New York City single and alone, going out every night, 5 days a week. And I realized that I have done enough bars and going out like that to last a lifetime. And the same thing when it came to eating healthy. Sort of. I still struggle with that. I do like my Impossible Burgers. When we think about what we're trying to do in this life and we try to give up things, it has this negative connotation, right? Like one of the things that I gave up in the last couple of years is I've gave up the concept of having debt. It's like, I don't want debt anymore in my life. I've had that for long enough. I don't want it anymore. But when we say we're giving something up, it sounds like a sacrifice. Like, ugh, I have to give up eating animals to be a yogi. I have to give up going out and getting a steak. And it sounds really hard and heavy and negative. Or I have to give up drinking because I have a alcohol problem. Or I have to give up drugs. Or I have to give up shopping because I have lots of credit card debt. And all these things seem really hard to do because it's a sacrifice, right? Sacrifices are hard, right? In yoga, we call them tapasyas, a burning desire, right? It's part of the niyamas, tapasya, a burning desire, meaning you have to sacrifice and you have to be in that fire to accomplish yoga. So it's really hard. This is why when people come to the New Year's, and one of the biggest New Year's resolutions every year is to lose weight. Everybody says one of their goals is always to lose weight. And 95% of the people fail because when they lose weight, they go on diets where they have to give up certain foods. And that led me to this kind of thought, instead of trying to give something up that you want to change, to flip the script and the mindset, and instead of saying, I'm going to give this up in my life, this negative energy or this toxicity, bad home environment, relationships, maybe change the script and say, I've had enough of that to last a lifetime. I've had enough crappy bosses. I've had enough crappy boyfriends. I've had enough crappy partners. I've eaten enough fast food to last a lifetime. Does that make sense? A little bit easier. So I invite you here to close your eyes. Think about the changes that you want in your life. What are the things that you want to make changes to? And then ask yourself this question in regards to those changes. Instead of giving up what you need to live the life that you want, ask yourself this question: what have I had enough of in this lifetime? What have I had that I don't need anymore, but I continue to have in my life? Pick one of those tonight. And then when you're ready, bring your hands together and take a moment here to dedicate your practice to trying to give up and change the script to saying, I have had enough of this in my life. Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com and please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.